Some things about Ohio's gun laws won't change. Ohioans will still have to be 18 years old to buy rifles or shotguns and 21 years old to buy handguns. And they'll still have to go through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS. But gun control advocates say there will be changes in regulations for people who sell guns but are not registered dealers. Toby Hoover is with the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence.
This is an attempt to tighten that up so that people that are selling guns all the time, some of them at gun shows, some of them at flea markets, they're making a living with it. They're really dealers. And when you are a dealer, a registered dealer, you have to do a background check.
But Dean Reek with the Buckeye Firearms Association says while he opposes Obama's executive actions, he's not sure they'll have any real impact at all.
Changing that law or modifying it slightly or redefining who is a dealer and who isn't, that really isn't going to touch the people where you're having the problem. It might make it slightly more difficult to sell a firearm if I want to, you know, what will be defined as a dealer and what won't. They've really left that open-ended.
Most of the biggest changes in gun laws have come not from the federal government, but at the state level. In 2004, carrying a concealed weapon with a permit became legal in Ohio. Some cities responded with their own gun bans, which created a patchwork of gun laws across the state. But in 2006, the state passed a preemption law, stating that state law trumped local laws, overturning about 80 local ordinances in more than 20 cities. Reek says there was a simple reason, to help law-abiding gun owners stay that way.
Every municipality, every area you would go to would have a slightly different set of laws, and honest people could find themselves in trouble. That's why the whole preemption thing happened. And now, more or less, the rules are the same all over Ohio.
But Hoover says that was devastating to cities that had passed gun bans because they felt they would be safer under them.
People could look at their communities and say, this is what we want. This is what works here. You know, this city is a whole lot different than that one. And they came in on the premise that they were making all of the concealed carry laws the same. But in reality, what they were doing was preempting all local laws.
While laws across Ohio are the same, that's not true for the rest of the country. About 24 states that have concealed carry laws allow Ohioans with CCW permits to carry in their states as well. But Virginia has decided that after February 1st, it will no longer honor CCW permits from Ohio and 24 other states that have laws that Virginia considers to be too lenient. Gun rights advocates say that decision was political, noting that it was made by Virginia's Attorney General, a Democrat. Ohio's gun laws will likely continue to change. The latest proposal is a plan to allow concealed carry weapons permit holders to carry in daycares, parts of airports, police stations, and other areas considered to be victim zones. It has passed the House but has yet to have a Senate committee hearing. Reek from the Buckeye Firearms Association says proposed gun legislation is more about what he calls cleanup actions on laws that were written poorly or impose restrictions that he says don't do anything about violence and criminal activity.
I just wish the lawmakers would focus on crime rather than on guns or gun owners, because that's not where the problem's coming from.
Hoover with the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence says she also expects more gun law changes from Republican leadership in the State House, which she admits frustrates her.
They're not open to conversation. They're not open to seeing any studies, to anything. For them, it is all about guns and nobody telling them what they can do or not do with them.
Other bills that have been proposed but not passed include measures to allow concealed carry in school zones and to allow legally qualified Ohioans to carry concealed weapons without first getting permits. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.